Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Bismillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa man wala amma ba'd. Session 43. And session 43, it just came 10 minutes ago. In my heart, and this session about how I gain power and how I can defeat my defeat to prepare myself for the fitan. And I will share with you something very insignificant. But this insignificant is the ultimate power and the ultimate defeat. You remember the famous verse in Quran when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show the sky, the mountain, and the earth, the amana, the trust. And he said, please, please Allah, we cannot. We cannot handle it. We're so weak. Imagine the seven heavens, the earth and the sky and the mountain is so weak. And when you study, Allah prepared a human being. But what he said, إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. He's an oppressor and he's ignorant. I'm just preparing you. In one another ayah, يستخفون من الله ولا يستخفون من الناس. يستخفون من الناس ولا يستخفون من الله. Meaning, they worry about people and they don't worry about Allah. What it mean? How many time we grow up, I don't want anybody to see me. I don't want so-and-so to see me. We worry about what the people will say, what other will say. This is completely the opposite of the quality of the mu'min. The quality of the mu'min worry about Allah. Let me tell you my topic. My topic is very simple and very powerful. If you're going to comprehend it and try to apply it in your life. You're going to make salah, right? But you have to wash yourself. You make istinja. You make wudu. But nobody see you. You can make salah without wudu. You can make salah without istinja or cleaning yourself. What make you have this vigilant about, I want to make sure I'm clean. I want to make sure I make wudu properly. My topic is very simple. How we can develop sincerity, how we can develop strength, how we can develop this beautiful relationship with Allah when Allah will supporting me. Very simple. When I try, even in the small tiny things, to be vigilant about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm alone. Nobody see me. I'm opening the window. Someone taking her clothes off. I can take a look. I can keep looking. Or YouTube or whatever. Who's watching? Who's aware about my eyes, my thought, my niyyah? This is your power. The more you have vigilant, Allah is with me. Allah is watching. This respect to Allah, fear of Allah, love of Allah, honor Allah, Allah will honor you. This is how it works. It's between me and Allah. Nobody else. If you've been defeated outside, because you are defeated inside, apply this to every thinking. Don't allow your thinking to go helicopter without asking yourself, what is my niyyah? Who in control of my helicopter? My nafs and shaitan? Or I am belong to Allah as abd? This your power? This your weakness? You want to initiate anything? You want to initiate any action? You have any even feeling, any intellect? Don't let it go without train. Where's my intellect coming from? Is coming from guidance of Allah? Or coming from my ego and my nafs and shaitan? My feeling. Do I want to generate a good feeling to benefit? Or a wicked feeling? Or a selfish feeling? Is my feeling a feeling of giving or feeling of taking? And what is the purpose? This vigilante, the internal vigilante within, between me and Allah, is my power and my weakness. The mu'min collecting every moment of power. You're charging the phone. The more you're charging the phone, the more the battery will be full. But if you charge it 10, 15 minutes, use it another half an hour. Charge it 10, 15 minutes, use it another 1 hour. All the time the phone will be in minus. But if you really want a good charge, you leave it for some time until 100%. And you be critical about the way you use it. Similar. If I am critical about my thinking, my thought, and my feeling, my intention, especially when I'm alone, nobody watching, nobody see me. This is very powerful. What I'm thinking about, what I want to achieve, what is my goal in life, where's my feeling and intellect? Alone, alone, 100%, nobody see me. You're lucky if you train yourself to have this with Allah and for Allah. Now, you're getting the battery charged. And now somebody call me. I can go for a party. I can go to the movie. I can go to gossip with somebody. Somebody call me. I can spin some nonsense over YouTube or the TV. Who's watching? Allah Jalla Jalalu. Again, journey of victory within, journey of defeat within. My dear brother and sister in Islam, this is your power. Your power when you have this internal reflection, internal vigilant, internal checking all the time. Where's my eyes? Where's my thought? Where's my feeling? And put it where it's supposed to be. Don't allow yourself to have even this terminology of flooding. Be real. Be sincere. And whatever coming of goodness, do. Whatever coming of evil, don't do. That's it. Very simple. Very simple. I'm just sharing with you a thought of power versus a thought of defeat. A thought of elevation and a thought of disgrace. Is me perfect? No. Is me messenger prophet? No. But a struggle. Yes, Shaitan can take from me a few minutes here and there. But I should not have this as my habit. My habit should not be the stealing of Shaitan. Shaitan can steal, but I should make very, very strong effort not to allow him to steal too much from me. And if he steal, I make a lot of tawbah, a lot of istighfar, and I go back to my vigilant state, the state of Iman, and be super carefully. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be vigilant when nobody sees us. Internal, deep internal in my thought, in my heart, in my thinking. And may Allah allow this hidden, subtle moment between me and Allah to be sincere for Allah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah grant us the strength, the persevering, the unity between us and Allah. Ya Allah, please, Ya Allah, support me, help me, elevate me, and don't make me slave to myself or my wicked nafs or shaitan. And if I do, please, help me out, lift me, guard me. Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen. And all of you, inshallah. But this struggle is an individual struggle. No sheikh, nobody. Nobody in earth can do it for you. And this is how you can stop blaming and complaining. Wallahi, my brother and sister, you can be flying. Wallahi, you can be flying. You can have nothing. You can have nothing. You can have all the finance problem. You can have all what called love problem. You can have all the problem in earth. But just to be for Allah, I am with Allah. Allah with me. I'm alone. Nobody see me. Nobody hear me. Except Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Elevate me with you. Elevate me with you. Elevate me with you. Be my companion, Ya Allah. Be my companion. Fill my heart and my thought with Iman and Yaqeen and Taqwa and Noor and Qabool and Barakah. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And all of you, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.